Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just saw an article written today in Sporting News talking about Liam Cohen, who does rub some people the wrong way, including Robert Saleh, who was kind of joined with him after they played and beat San Francisco. So maybe he's just that prickly kind of coach, Carl. Maybe like a Sean Payton, to a lesser extent like a Jim Harbaugh. I don't want to crown him just yet, but they're in first place in Jacksonville. Maybe this is the guy. We thought Peterson was that guy. Maybe he gets Trevor Lawrence to be the dude everyone just thought he was going to be, especially after they gave him that contract extension.
You know, they've drafted fairly well. Look, the Travis Hunter thing, we're all rooting for Travis, Atlanta boy.
That's a work in progress, isn't it?
It is. But, like, when you go back and look at their drafts, whether it was ETN, defensively, what they've done, free agency, but they've got a new front office.
Trayvon Walker, or just Ed Meyer.
Correct. But they've got a new front office in place as well. And that's been a big part of what's going on. And I think Tony Boselli's got a big say. The owner asked him as much to say, hey, we want you to have the input. And I just think right now, this is finally coming together. Mm-hmm. We talked about it this morning on the pre-show. Like, in that division, it's Indy, who nobody had winning that division,
right,
and Jacksonville. Tennessee, forget about it. They're not going to win a lot of games. Texans, I still don't know what to think if C.J. Stroud is back or not. But the crazy thing is Jacksonville has a real chance to do some damage. Offensively, Mike, they got some playmakers, man. They really do.
They do. And they talked about, you know, the tough nature of it. It was, if you listen to the broadcast, it was just one. I hate the fact we're a doubleheader next Monday night, but it was just one game last night. It was the big one. But Troy Aikman was talking about it, saying that, no, that's a physical defense. That the corners are physical. There's just physicality across the board. And maybe that is, the sleeping giant. Maybe they finally kind of unlock it, because for year after year, they seem to your point, have some great picks. And maybe this talent comes together, kind of like Cleveland's in the same boat, you know? And now Cleveland, we're going to see, maybe, God, I don't want to wish an injury on Dylan Gabriel, but there's still a part of him wants to see what Jarius Sanders can be. Let's settle this argument, brother. All this discussion going all the way back to the draft in the spring.
I think he's going to play. I just don't know when. It's funny. Before the season started, one of the questions we were talking about is, in what week will Shedeur Sanders be the starter? And it was like week 8, week 9. Right. That may still play out.
Just may work.
It may still happen if Dylan Gabriel doesn't perform well. Mike, listen, if he goes in, plays okay, and they lose a few games, what does it hurt to go ahead and start Shedeur? Nobody's crowned these guys Hall of Famers. Like, he's not stepping in for a guy that's a 9-year starter. So I just think he will get a shot to play, because Cleveland has to know going into the offseason, do we have our guy in that room? If we don't, they got to get back into the quarterback business in the draft. And that's just what they got to figure out. So I think we'll see Shedeur. I just don't know at what point. Because Dylan could have a couple of good games and everybody jumps on board, and then it falls apart. And guess what? Maybe it's week 12 or 13 before we see Shedeur Sanders. But I think it's going to happen.
I know that a lot of folks, and again, if you think about some of the things that were said, ESPN, you know, Kuiper was having a meltdown when this thing was going down during draft weekend. To everybody, obviously, Ryan Clark, all the talking heads on ESPN. It's the greatest injustice that's ever happened in sports since Kaepernick got blackballed. But I just want to see what the guy can do. And as we said, Cam Ward's not lighting the world on fire by any stretch. Maybe this is just a bad draft for quarterbacks. But again, can't say that yet because we haven't seen Shedeur in the real games.
All right, 404-726-0929. We're going to play some Raw for you. That's Raheem Morris. Mike and I will be up there Thursday at Flowery Branch, guys, getting you ready for the Monday night game. And look, this is a slow build, okay? We said this when we started the show today. It's a little off because we're so used to coming off of a Sunday where we've had action.
I need some action.
Yeah, and it's like, okay. But we didn't have any action. And then this was a kind of a not a great Sunday schedule. We watched because it's the NFL. Right. But, you know, it was okay. And then last night, the Monday night game's intriguing and interesting, but we still were like, okay. So it's a slow build for us with this Buffalo game.
You think Kansas City makes it to the AFC Championship?
No, I do not.
You know, I was banging the drum earlier in the year because it sort of became in vogue. Everybody's like, oh, they're not going anywhere. Well, I got to be honest. I think, you know, this it doesn't necessarily pass the eye test, although they finally got the skill position, guys healthy, and kind of, you know, going in the right direction. Hey, you see Mahomes when he basically took like a 10-yard run-up to throw that last pass at Hail Mary? I mean, he still threw it 65 yards in the air. I mean, these guys making it sound like he's got a noodle arm. It's like social media sometimes loses all perspective. I was like, well,
he didn't get it there. I mean, they thought he was going to throw it to the end zone.
I didn't realize he could throw the ball 90 yards, you know. But anyway, and the one thing that does come up, and we talked about to start the show. Check out our pre-show, by the way. It's something new and fresh. You can check it out on Twitch and YouTube. Just search 92.9 The Game. So you see Oren. See what Day-Day looks like behind the scenes. And Carl and I. And then we're talking about this stuff. The Chiefs and like the playing, I guess, to the margins, a pick play, which they probably use hundreds of times, and where you've got a receiver just basically blocking a defensive back. And Patrick Mahomes immediately go, no. That's within a yard. It's okay. But that's the kind of stuff that fans just get sick of. And then, you know, later on, to see the reverse of it, which was basically a Kansas City player knocking a Jaguars receiver on his butt so that Trevor Lawrence throws the pick. See Trevor Lawrence's face? It's like, what? What?
Yeah.
What just happened? But he kept his composure. That gets back to how we started the segment, talking about, you know, Liam Cohen and the influence on him. But the Chiefs, I mean, you can't complain about that. I mean, Chiefs getting every call last night.
Yeah, look, this is sort of like college football for me when you talk about where the Chiefs are going to be. I didn't have them winning the AFC West, Mike.
Daddy just said, I'm saying, but the big moments, yeah, they get penalized. They were sloppy, but they were the big moments. I mean, a turnover, and they got six. That's a drive for Jaguars to get stopped. That's a seven-point turnaround, and the refs missed it. So for all the things that Cleveland, if the Kansas City fans are bellyaching about being penalized, that was a touchdown. You know, and the refs blew it on that pick play.
I didn't have them winning the AFC West, and I still don't think they're going to, but it's not about teams being so much better than the Chiefs. I just feel like they're not going to have home field advantage throughout, and that is going to be the difference for the first time since Mahomes has been there. If they in fact get there, this is a 2-3 team. You are what your record says you are. Everybody wants to make the Chiefs better than what they are. They're a 2-3 team. Like, this is where they're at right now. This is their lot in life. This is not a team that's undefeated or rolling through the competition as they have in years past. But if you ask me right now, Mike, I mean, look, I think the Bills are better. I think and the crazy thing about this is the Ravens were supposed to be that other team. They're struggling. They're 1-4. Their record's 1-4. They're not any good right now.
Right. And the Chargers, look, they've got Amarian Hampton is out now. He's on the IR, so he's banged up with they got no running backs. It'd be interesting to see. Somebody I was talking to today at the gym was saying maybe Breece Hall gets traded from the Jets if the Jets are going to sort of fold their tent and maybe try to accumulate some draft equity. But, yeah, the Chargers got running back problems. Bo Nix looked terrible the first 2 weeks. Now he seemed like he's kind of straightened out. Like, they just beat the Eagles. So now, and that's all in the Chiefs division.
Yeah. And unlike the AFC, the Eagles still look like, to me, the team that's head and shoulders above everybody right now in the NFC. But in the AFC, it's not the Chiefs anymore. It's just not. They're struggling. Right. And they're getting guys back. It's not like they didn't have Hollywood Brown. Xavier was on the field last night. It's not like they have all these guys not on the field anymore.
So it's almost, you could argue, because the Steelers, you still buy the Steelers? You know, they were off this week. They had to buy.
Look, I think it's a 10-win team that gets to the playoffs. I don't know how far they go.
Because you could argue, and I don't want to crown them, because Lord knows we didn't want them to lose on Monday night football, we want to see them, you know, be available and kind of coming in here a little, you know, overconfident, talking about Buffalo Bills who fell to the Patriots on Sunday night. But maybe the stars kind of align for the first time for Buffalo. You don't have to worry about the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens, it's going to require an incredible turnaround.
It is.
To get the Ravens in the playoffs right now, first thing is to win that division. And you just mentioned it, the Chiefs, maybe the boogeyman, it's, you know, always kind of been their nemesis, might not even be there.
If you're telling me Buffalo's got to go through, hypothetically, Indianapolis,
Jacksonville,
Denver, Jacksonville, right. It's a different story. That's a different conversation. 404-726-0929. Hey, man, a reminder that coverage of the Falcons-Bills game starts at 11 a.m. Monday with a special broadcast from Signia by Hilton Hotel. Dukes and Bell, that's us. We'll be joined by Randy McMichael from The Nest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On four, okay? That's where we're going to be. It's Signia Sports Bar overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll be breaking down all the things heading into the Monday night matchup. We're going to have a lot of fun. And the deal with that is Monday. That's the day of the game. Not obviously.
Right.
Not today, obviously. But Monday, 11-3.
You think it's today the way Abe is trying to produce this?
Well, no doubt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.